Welcome to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace Mollard. Hello Hello World is available wherever you stream podcasts. Please be sure to rate, share, and subscribe. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. On today's Local Business Love episode, I chat with Alex from Auntie Aldo's. If you don't know Auntie Aldo's, it's a must for any pie-loving, goodies, sweets, savory, anyone who likes to eat, basically. She makes my all-time favorite, Pop-Tarts. Delicious. I hope you learned something from this episode. Grab yourself some water, and thanks for listening.
Yay!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, hello. I want to start off by apologizing to you because no matter where I go in my house, my neighbors are all cutting their lawn. So
no,
it's hot. You know, like when the radar says it's about to rain in the afternoon, yeah, they are out there. I live in like a little bit of an older community.
Yeah.
And that's where they are right now. So, for everyone listening, I have Alex here from Auntie Aldo's. Is it Aldo's, girl? Is it Aldo's?
Yes, Auntie Aldo's. Yep.
Okay. In my head, I say it like that, but I've never clarified it. So Auntie Aldo's Kitchen. I'm speaking with a kitchen witch. How cool is that? self-acclaimed. I'm not calling you anything.
No, that's amazing.
Thanks for coming on and talking to me about your delicious treats that you make.
Well, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Yay. So I did some research. I know probably more about you now than you even know about yourself.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Here we go.
No. I'm just kidding. I like to kind of, you know what I'm going to ask, but then not divulge too much because I want you to do that. So let us know what Auntie Aldo's Kitchen, what you're all about.
What am I all about? Oh boy. Well, I like making pastries and baked goods, and I guess that's the basic of it. What I am all about.
Is that a loaded question? I should be more specific.
It's a good question. It's a good question. Because there's so much I feel like I want to be all about.
Yeah, I think you
all about good times, you know.
Yeah.
No, I love what does it come down to? It comes down to me. I love feeding people, and so this came from a much bigger picture than that, but that's the basic of it. And I'm all about just making things that people can love and enjoy, no matter what you can eat, no matter what it is, just to be able to have something to be like, wow, that was really good, and enjoy their day, and they have a nice start to their day or during their day or whatever it is. I just love it. I just love producing something that somebody can enjoy.
And enjoyable indeed.
awesome.
I've divulged myself into your pastries, and I was pleasantly surprised. Also, you have many options. There's vegan options. I believe I saw gluten-free options that you have.
I do. I do gluten-friendly. I can't do gluten-free just because it poses a risk to some people with celiac, and I don't have a gluten-free facility. So if somebody needed something gluten-free, I do offer the gluten-friendly option.
Friendly. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, friendly.
But vegan?
Vegan, non-vegan. Basically exploring those dietary needs. I don't really go in the direction of keto or any of the special diets. I kind of stay away from that sort of thing. There are people who do that, and that's great. I don't, but I love doing vegan items, and I love doing non-vegan traditional pastries.
Right. Your dough is delicious. I'm assuming.
Thank you.
I've had your Pop-Tarts, and I'm assuming your pies, are they made with the same delicious, I'm hungry.
Pretty much the same dough. Pop-Tarts are done a little bit more in like a rough puff style, where basically the pieces of fat will be larger, so you get a little bit more of that flakiness going on with the Pop-Tarts, but the pie dough is a little bit more smaller fat chunks, I guess, for lack of a better word. But yeah.
And you're making muffins now?
I am. It's such a funny thing. I went away for a couple of days and then I came up with this. It's just not even like a big revelation. It's just funny to me. It was like this big new item, and I'm gonna do muffins. It was funny. It's just something I never really I used to do before, but I never thought I just the cold weather's coming. I thought maybe I should do something like comfortable, you know, something warm, something that you can have anytime in the breakfast for breakfast, whatever. So I did muffins, which is so funny. It's nothing like super amazing, but I'm so proud of them.
You should be, because you know people, I find people are focusing a lot on cupcakes right now. You know, muffins are a lost
They are. I'm not a big. I like cupcakes. I like enjoying them, but I don't like making them.
No.
People do that and they're amazing at it. And again, I'll leave that to them. But I like the things that get kind of swept under the rug. I like baking pies. I love making muffins, and you know, I'm sure eventually I'll get into doing some scones and maybe a few cookies. But just simple, nothing.
No, and I agree with, it is very not simple in taste, but you're not I want to say the word gimmicky. Like there's not
No.
this huge, they don't all look the same. They're very handmade and
Yes.
artisanal, the word you
Yes.
use, and it's
I
it,
like it. Rustic. I
yeah,
used to
they
teach
are.
classes at Sobeys, and through the whole class, I probably told them that my stuff is rustic from like 100 times I told them. It's gonna come out rustic, guys. Like, don't, you know, don't worry. It's
Yeah,
dough, you know. You just roll
for
with
sure, for
it.
sure. Yeah, but they, I mean, it's all going down the same hole. What I tell my kids,
Yeah.
doesn't matter what stuff looks like, it's all going down the same hole.
Yes.
So I want to talk a little bit about your flavors and how you like what. How do you come up with the flavors? Or is the community? I know the community is a huge influence for you. So,
Absolutely.
like, do we help you? Do you come up with them with in your creative, witchy
I
brain?
literally just think about what I like. I'm so selfish. No, I think, what do I want to eat? I'm sure other people will too.
That's right. It's true.
So yeah, and I look around me, like we are so abundant in this area for good produce and fruits. And I definitely utilize that, because I mean, and that's what we love anyway, because we're so used to having that all through our lives, because it's available to us. So
For sure.
I kind of go with things like that. I like to look around our Windsor Essex and look around and see what we have to offer, and I'm happy to utilize that. And yeah, basically just what I like to eat.
Yeah, because like you said, I mean, everyone grew up apple picking around here, so it's
Yes.
there's comfort in that. So, you know, why would you pick a persimmon pop tart when nobody's gonna know? So you just do the basic and the blueberry lemon, which is gonna be gone soon.
Yes, my number one seller.
It's very good. That's why it's very balanced. And you have new flavors coming up, which I saw. So that'll be exciting.
I'm excited for
Good. Yeah,
it.
I bet you are. So where can we find your goodies? I know I see you at the market, the
Oh
downtown
boy.
farmers market on Saturdays. Where
Yeah.
else, girl?
Well, oh boy. So right now I have my Pop Tarts available at King's Bake Shop. She has all my flavors available all the time, throughout the week and on weekends. She gets a couple deliveries a week, so she's always fully stocked. She's
Yes.
in Kingsville. And then I have I'm probably gonna miss some. I'm very fortunate with people.
You have a lot. Yeah. I get mine at DeMarco's.
Yes, DeMarco's. Yeah, occasionally I have my products into DeMarco's. They have fresh fruit pies, savory options, and occasionally my Pop Tarts. It's a seasonal change right now, so I'm in and out of there. Regularly, they may carry some more of my savory pies as they would maybe my Pop-Tarts and sweet fruit pies, but they occasionally have it. Cheese bar is a pretty regular deal. They always have my savory options. I haven't really been able to be honest. I haven't been able to restock as much as I'd love to. I have too much going on, but I'm sure we'll talk about that later. But so Cheese Bar has my savory options. They have my vegan pot pies, and they also carry my fruit pies, frozen and fresh.
Wow.
Who else? Littlefoot Foods generally carries my savory options, my savory pies, and our collaborative pierogies. Right now, just now through COVID, we stopped with the wholesale so they could focus on their deal. Okay. But I imagine that I will probably be restocking there within the year.
Okay.
And who else? Mushroom Hub. The Mushroom Hub carries my savory mushroom hand pies.
Do you use their mushrooms, likely, right?
I do, absolutely. Yeah. I use their maitake mushrooms. I was never a mushroom person until they happened, and maitake is like the best thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, yeah. I had no idea mushrooms were anything delicious. But cremini or whatever, right? Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know they were delicious. Yeah. True.
Cool.
I keep saying yeah, but
that's okay. Hey, look, I say and hey, and yeah. So it's all good. We're just being ourselves, and I love it. And I'm so happy to connect with you. This is fun.
Yeah. And the vegan gardeners. I should say the vegan gardeners. I'm so sorry. That would kill me.
Okay.
So they will be carrying my Pop-Tarts on a more regular basis, and we do actually a lot of collaboration together. I do breakfast hand pies, vegan breakfast hand pies, and they carry them on the regular. They have their vegan meats and vegan cheese in them, and I do vegan quiches as well, the tofu-based quiche.
No, yummy.
Yeah. I'm very proud. You know, I eat eggs myself. So when I made this vegan quiche, I wanted to make sure that it tasted like traditional quiche, and it is really close, and I'm very proud of it. There are people who do not know that it is not egg, and that is all I want.
That's fantastic. Yeah, for sure, because there are some products that you can purchase that don't taste the best, and that can deter you, right? And think,
absolutely.
Oh, I don't want to taste that now, but I'm going to try it out, and then I'll get back to you and let you know.
You got it.
A couple more things I want to ask you. I knew I'd be longer with you. I knew we would be chatting a little bit longer. First of all, I like to ask most of my guests this. How did the name conspire of your company?
Oh, boy. Okay. So I have 7 nieces and nephews, and they're all the blended family. It's a beautiful thing. I love it.
Love.
I was a very big part of their life before I started my own business, but I still am. We were a very close family. And when my niece Ariana was little, she to say Auntie Alex was hard. For some reason, she said Auntie Aldo, and then. Going forward, you know, 20 years later, they're all saying Auntie Aldo. My sisters call me Auntie Aldo, and now all my customers call me Auntie Aldo.
How cool is that, though?
Yeah, it's funny.
That's really neat.
It's something I started about 10 years ago. I started 8 years ago. Sorry, I started doing this, and I had the name Auntie Aldo's in it, and I got so deep in the soup that I just didn't change it. And I thought, you know what? I guess we're going to be Auntie Aldo's forever.
So,
yeah.
You're like a very well-known name in the city. I mean, Alex is a great name. I love Alexandra. However, I mean, you know, Alex's Kitchen, that might not be as trendy. Everyone knows Auntie Aldo's. Yeah.
Yeah.
thanks for sharing. That's so sweet. And your niece Like that's 20 years of that, them calling you that.
About 20. I think the eldest
Wow.
is 19 now, so I'm just being dramatic and saying
Wow.
20. But
Okay.
yeah, they're old now. She's my
That
niece who started it is sorry, she is 16. But I have blood and family, so some of the my brother married and they had kids and from another relationship, and so the eldest in the whole group is 19 right now.
Okay, I see.
But
So you're
yeah.
like a good, they probably really look up to you.
I hope I'd like to think they
Yeah.
do.
Yeah. I mean,
So.
working hard and starting your own company, and I'm going to tie this into maybe a lot of the time I like to ask my guests as well what their goals are for their business. Do you have any goals or anything that you have coming up that you want to tell us about? I'm being passive aggressive here.
I know, right? So yes, I do just buy a building in Cottam, and I am working towards making that a space I can bake out of, and then eventually making it a space that I can welcome everybody into.
Wow.
It is already pretty clean and ready to go, but it's not my vision. So I know that it will take me a bit of time to make it what I want. So I gave myself a goal to be open for business there in October, the end of October, hopefully. Fingers crossed. I'm saying it, but like fingers crossed. But fully open sit down coffee takeaway meal by
Wow.
spring. By spring. So
By
yeah.
spring. Good for you. What? It's
Oh.
so good to set goals for yourself, though, you
Yeah.
know?
It feels unreal. I went into the space yesterday and I bought it. It's mine. I don't have the keys yet, but it doesn't feel real. It's
Oh.
yeah, it's I don't know when it will feel real, but it's something I've worked towards for the last 8 years, and it's sometimes it's hard to see and feel and accept success. And I think
Yes.
this is what I wanted, and I can't wait to set more goals towards this building. And it's just wild. It's
Yeah.
wild. Yeah.
I can't even imagine how proud the people are around you. And you should be very proud of yourself as well. Because you started out as a journalist, right?
I
Right?
did. Yeah, I went to journalism school to meet my husband. That's pretty much it.
Cute.
And from there, I went into culinary school, restaurant management, and I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to start a food blog. I wanted to do something
Ooh.
cool and progressive. And there are so many people doing it, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I am glad I didn't. But
Yeah.
I think it's such a wild change from journalist to opening up a bakery,
It
but
is. It really is. But you know what?
yeah.
You could always incorporate journalism within, or like journalism you love as a journalist would love to write and read and stuff. You could do like, oh, hear me pitching you things for your
Yeah,
business.
please
But you
do.
could do like
Tell
open
me.
mic nights or poetry readings or
Oh,
things that people aren't doing. I mean, that type of thing. I think we're really, really looking to connect again with people, especially once things possibly will get a little bit, back to a new normal, if you will. And those are the
absolutely.
types of things I think people will want to do. Meet in a coffee shop and
Oh,
listen to
yeah.
some poetry or whatever. I'm sorry that I'm giving you these,
No, I love it. I have every intention on doing at least live entertainment, because we're huge. Music is life in our little home, and my husband works in the touring industry for music, so
Okay.
we're all about music and things of that
Yeah.
nature. And open mic nights sound amazing. I think like having the space, my possibilities are so many more.
Yes.
I love that. I know I actually never thought about poetry readings and things, but those are things that I used to go to, and I never thought to now I can have that, you know, and have that available for other people. And I would love to have that destination point where people can come and do that sort of thing.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, amazing. That's a great idea. I'll just write that down.
Yeah, because I have a visual. I had a visual of it just being this space where everybody feels safe and wants to go and have fun. Another thing I really like too is that it's just I respect everybody's choices, but that it's not like alcohol driven, right? There needs to be different alternatives that are like a bar scene, which again, like I said, I totally respect and I will go to, but the option of having like a late night coffee and listening to music to me sounds really appealing personally.
And I'm gonna have the option. I will have some craft beers available, but I don't intend on having the whole pint of beer or whatever. You know, that's cool. I have those options available, but enjoying a tea or a coffee or a latte, that's my scene too. And I'm happy that you're saying that, because and even the place of being safe in this place, like comfortable, like that is everything I want. And I'm just so happy you just said that out loud.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that it's seems that way, because
it does. It does. Yeah, like I said, I'm a very, very visual person. So when I saw that photo on Instagram today, I saw people in there. I saw you in there.
Yes.
I did. I really did. And I saw a little corner stage with people on it. But
I could cry.
I think it would be really cool.
Hit in the right spot. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great. I'm very proud of you myself. So I can't imagine, like I said, how the people around you must just feel so proud to be Auntie Aldu's friend and family. You're great. You're great inspiration. I cannot wait to come and visit your new location. And I really think that you have, you know, the ability to just keep the community happy. You know, I see that you sell out so quickly. People love your product. Just keep doing what you're doing is basically what I'm saying.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's surreal.
You deserve it. Clap, clap, clap. Okay. Before I let you go, I always want a clap. If I could have a clap button that I could put on for my guests. I'm getting all professional now. Like I'm a professional.
I love it. Yeah, you're
but I'm sitting in my room on my bed. So professional. Anyway, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot a little bit. And just you've already shouted out some amazing businesses in our city. But I want to spotlight, you know, one or two businesses that you think we should be following for sure.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, God, I have a whole list.
That's okay. I'll take it.
All right. Well, Littlefoot Foods for sure.
Yeah.
They are community driven, and they helped me from the beginning, and I'm overwhelmingly grateful to them. Vegan Gardeners have been good friends of mine through this whole journey.
Yes.
Their deli is really innovative and cool, and I think that they are growing into something beautiful, and I think everyone should check them out.
Mm-hmm.
The Mushroom Hub, you know, growing up nutrition.
Oh yeah.
Dennis is amazing. Yeah. The Cheese Bar, Sarah works her butt off. She's been helping me from the beginning too. She just had a baby.
She just had a baby.
She just had a baby. She's amazing. Their business is incredible.
It is.
King's Bake Shop. She has been a really big bright light in the last year to me, and in the community. She's a really really special thing in the surrounding community, and I think she deserves a shout out too. And there are so many more. Off the top of my head, I cannot think of all of them. I hope nobody
that's
gets
all good me, but that's great.
But these are
those are some really fascinating and thriving companies in the city.
They are. Yeah. They're big names, but they deserve it.
Yeah.
And they have helped so many people. And from my own experience, they are. I know Littlefoot Foods like is number one for me, just from answering my questions openly from the beginning to showing me the ropes. And awesome. I couldn't ask for more.
Lovely. Isn't it lovely that I spoke with I forget who it was now. I apologize if you're listening, but we spoke about the community within the so you're a baker, so you're or with foods, and you can reach out to these wonderful people in our community, and there's no competition. Like I've talked to podcasters in the city, and ask questions, like you said, and they are, oh my gosh, it's
Yeah,
just the
community over
community.
competition.
Yes.
Always, always. And it's really beautiful. And there's not everybody in the community who agrees. But
No, there's
you
not, but that's
see
gonna
who
be,
does.
yeah.
It's very evident who does, and we all work together. And I like talk to other bake shops. Christine's Bake Shop, I'm pretty cool with,
Yeah.
and just everybody, everybody in the community, most of us in the community are pretty tight, and it really
Yeah.
centers around the downtown Windsor Farmers Market.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us started there, and a lot of us get to know each other and know that we're all human, and it's so beautiful. We're like a big family. The farmers market is like
I
everything.
know you are. I know. It's
Yeah.
really cool to see. If anyone hasn't been, you only have 2 more weeks to go, I think,
Yeah,
Alex.
actually,
Okay.
it's December 11th.
Oh, that's my daughter's birthday.
Oh, well, there you go. Design. It's
Huh.
amazing. That's exciting. But till December 11th, it's open.
Oh, it
It'll be,
is? Why did I read only 2 more weeks? Oh my God, what am I
Two more weeks.
reading?
2 more weeks is my Pop-Tart, maybe? I don't
Maybe. Might have been. That's what it was.
But yeah, the farmers market will be open till the second week of December, and an incredible experience for the community. It's huge. The people running it, Steve Green and all the volunteers, everybody's amazing.
Yeah.
They have been just absolute gems to me, and I'm sure everyone else in the last well, they've been running this for over 10 years, but
Yep.
for three for me, but yeah.
Yes, guys, go check it out Saturday mornings. It is delightful. You will be pleasantly surprised. I mean, I bought I don't even know the name of the company. It was just lovely. They were close to you, lovely husband and wife couple, and they sold me worm compost to
Is it
worm
Garen's
papa,
paint? Oh, Worm
pop,
Papa.
worm papa, I think. If I'm like,
Oh,
just I mean, my plants sprouted the next day. One of them had a new baby leaf on it the next day after I fed it.
yep, it's
Just you can
unreal.
find everything. My point was, you can find everything at the market. Everything you didn't need but do need, like a
Oh,
pie.
you need it all. Yeah. Pie, worm poop, all of
Yeah.
it. Not together,
Yeah. Very cool. Well, this has been lovely, Alex. Thank you for your time.
Thank
And
you.
I'm so happy to connect with you, and you're my new internet friend, so
Sweet.
don't forget it.
I won't. Don't worry.
All right. Thank you so much again, and I'm proud of you, and keep doing your thing, please.
Thanks, Candace. I appreciate it.
All right. Talk soon.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.